Hi everyone, and welcome to the In Moment CX podcast. This is the Customer Experience Improvement podcast, proudly brought to you by In Moment. I'm your host for today. I'm Emma Hodgetts. I'm joined by Martin Cottle, Head of Customer Operations at Specsavers. We're really excited to have this great guest on and to have you here with us today as we deep dive how Specsavers uses an integrated CX approach to drive customer outcomes. As a quick introduction, I'm Emma Hodgetts, VP Managed Services here in EMEA for a moment. And my role is to support our cross-industry client base to get the most from their CX investments with the In Moment technology. Today, we're going to be speaking to Martin about how Specsavers empowers its teams to change people's lives through better hearing and sight. But before we get started, please make sure you subscribe to the In Moment YouTube channel to hear more from our great content team and as it's released. And please leave a review if you enjoy this video. It really helps us to grow. All right, let's get to it. So, good morning, Martin. Welcome. And thank you for being here and being so generous with your time. So for the listeners, could we just start with a few facts about you? And what brought you to the world of customer experience?
Hi, Emma. So as you say, my name's Martin. I've now been with Specsavers for 17 years. In that time, covering off a number of retail roles, mainly specifically supporting our partners, look after their customers. But interesting question, what brought me to customer experience? Very much before working for Specsavers, I was in the motor trade. And so all of that time was very much a case of understanding what a customer wanted, what they needed, try to then to deliver an outcome that was suitable to them. And that's the way I approach car sales at the time, which seemed to work quite well for me. I was really looking for another opportunity, and that's where Specsavers came in.
Fantastic. And then Specsavers is obviously a huge business. I think as we started working with you, just really recognizing how widespread this business is across 11 countries and just with so many customers. As you are in this role, what challenges do you encounter when you're striving to create seamless customer experiences across all these many locations and countries?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, Emma, and one that we're constantly reviewing. And what the way we need to think about it a little bit, at Specsavers, we balance both clinical and retail. Mm-hmm. And our products are largely bespoke and specific to those customers' needs. And that's really based on the consultation between the customer and the clinician. And so understanding and delivering on those needs and preferences really becomes our focus. For example, a first-time multifocal wearer, a contact lens user, or somebody on a hearing pathway will really have very different needs to that of a customer with single vision needs looking for a replacement frame. So across those 11 countries that you mentioned, we've also got different cultures and clinical legislation mm-hmm. that we really need to balance. And if I'm honest, this is really where our amazing store partners and colleagues come in. We can see on a daily basis the comments that we receive through the Moment platform. It's really where they make a difference to our customers. And I try and read as many comments as I possibly can. And I was only thinking, only last week I was reading a comment where a 9-year-old boy had been into one of our Norwegian stores. He visited a clinic, he had headaches, he'd been to the doctors, he'd been sent home with painkillers, and it actually turned out that poor child had a brain tumour. And the prognosis of that is really good, which is super good. But I read these constantly. And so when you think about the balance that we have to try and work towards, that eye and hearing health is far more than just a test. Mm. Every customer's needs are different. We talk about needs and preferences. I mentioned it before. That really is our focus, is understanding what those customers' needs and preferences are. But we really see this as an opportunity, really, to, as you mentioned as well, to change lives through better sight and hearing. It's not necessarily a challenge to us.
Thank you for that. And gosh, such an emotional example there, as you say, where kind of healthcare really meets. But also, I guess, fashions as well. You know, you've got such a combined experience happening in that moment. You know, that 9-year-old boy needs glasses, and but what do I want to wear? What do I want to look like? You know, at the same time as dealing with health, it's really quite unique. And you can talk about reading those comments, and there's nothing better than kind of reading those moments, is there, and seeing those customer comments come through. I just wondered, you know, with so many locations, with so many countries, getting a clear picture on those big themes, how do you do that? What's the approach to getting the kind of clear picture on how you need to move the business forward or the areas that you need to address?
Yeah, again, it's an interesting question because, and it's going to sound fairly obvious, but what we try to do is we try to work towards simplicity, and removing and amalgamating technology barriers, which we've had previously. As you rightly say, we've recently moved to InMoment, our previous platform. Working out here in Northern Europe with five countries, five languages, meant that we're amalgamating five different sets of data on a daily basis, whereas now we have a single view. And of course, that works super well, enabling whichever language an individual is working within, or it's their native language, they can work within the platform. So that's super helpful for us. But we are on a journey here, InMoment was one step along that road for us. But the other thing we really need to work towards is ensuring that the data that we do have flows into other unrelevant systems as well, so that we see a cross-platform answer, and that really gives us the opportunity to identify changes that we can make to support our colleagues or customers, whether that be through CRM, digital trading, or again within the clinical space.
Yeah, I think the stat I saw recently working with your team was, you know, about 1.7 million customer responses. I mean, you know, this is a very healthy, what some people would call voice of the customer program or customer experience program. Making sense of that kind of data, as you say, you're on a new journey, and you talked about bringing that data into one place for all the countries, at least seeing it at a top line kind of regional level. Is there anything that you've seen difference recently, or you're wanting to do to kind of drive change and make sense of all that data?
You're so right, Emma. And it got to a stage where actually one point when we before we were looking at a moment, we were getting so many customer comments through, which were in effect virtually invisible to us because they were in the native language, and they sat within the native language. And so therefore, at a support office level, I say they were invisible. We couldn't really do anything with them, which was so frustrating. And so actually the volume of those customer comments has always been one of our challenges. But I think we've probably got whether you call it strategy or not, but we've got a number of areas where we try and focus upon. I mentioned earlier our partners and colleagues, and they really are key in this area for us. And a partner is responsible for the day-to-day management of their business, and having those owners and directors in every store means that those comments are read at a local level, and we can do closed loop, ensuring that if there is a challenge, that the customer is contacted, and we rectify any problem or query that they might have. But as you kind of say, at group level, we've got so much data. And that's not just through customer comments. We get data through other platforms as well. So it's about amalgamating that data and those points, but also make sure that that's relevant, And we can try and use a number of tools, you know, in Moment platform with the AI sentiment analysis, which is super helpful to us, is one of those examples. But also now seeing that that data flows through into our Power BI solution, and we can now use that to set aside other KPIs, which has allowed us to work towards what I'm now calling ENCMR slash R, which is we can now attribute growth opportunity from the off the back of customer recommendations. So we can really now see the value of delivering remarkable service install. I think that there are other ways as well that we kind of look at it. On a day-to-day level, we have colleagues in each of our countries that are responsible for day-to-day viewing and management of the platform. And they're also looking constantly for opportunities at a local level and feeding back to us, looking and seeing where there are opportunities for change. But at the end of the day, and by no means least, our managing director truly believes that customers are at the heart of everything that we do. It's something we speak about here at Specsavers all of the time. And that filters down, which then means that we're lucky enough that I'm not constantly knocking on people's doors to try and get them to use customer comments and customer sentiment. Ultimately, it's probably the other way around, where I'm always being asked, you know, especially within the new platform, how can we use this? Where are the opportunities? What are customers saying in these specific areas? So each of our, or all of our colleagues know that everybody's responsible for improving the customer experience, and using the data that sits in this in their specific area, it's just key for us.
That's fantastic, thank you. And you know, that power of the governance of CX programs, you know, running all the way from the top, the right the way down. And our experience has really been that the customer is understood to be the lifeblood, you know, obviously, but it's lived and breathed. It's an obvious statement to make, but it is really truly lived and breathed at Specsavers. So obviously, very thankful of that, those explanations and your time again, Martin. And just thinking about, you know, that anything you're particularly proud of, you know, just in terms of bringing this home. You 17 years, obviously, at Specsavers is a long time. You've been working in many different areas, but specifically around your customer experience strategy and change transformation. Is there anything you have been specifically proud of in that time?
I've mentioned it already, and I'd say it again. It's our partners and our colleagues. The lengths that they will go to ensure that a customer has a great pathway through the business, whatever their needs or preferences might be, really makes me super proud to work for an organization that actually has customers at the heart of what we do. You mentioned it, I've mentioned it previously. It's not a buzzword. You can see it, feel it, no matter where you walk through our business. It truly is as you mentioned it, customers truly are the lifeblood of our business. And we constantly look for ways to be able to make their life easier or our colleagues' life easier, just to be able to deliver great opportunities and service for our customers.
Thank you. That's a really lovely answer. Thank you ever so much.
You're welcome.